Secret number three, you want to make yourself non-threatening. Make yourself non-threatening. It turns out that there is a pretty common cycle that happens as conflicts escalate, that one person says or does something that the other person takes as a threat. Threats can be many kinds. You can lose face is a threat. Being treated disrespectfully can be a threat. Some people are threatened if they think you don't like them. Some people are threatened if they think what you said doesn't make sense. List goes on and on. Part of understanding what people might perceive as a threat comes from understanding the models of behavior that I talked about earlier. But in the conceptual sense anyway, person A says or does something that person B takes as a threat. When person B takes it as a threat, they start to get a little bit agitated, possibly a little bit angry. When they get angry, they react rather than respond well. When they react, that behavior or tone or word choice may not be ideal, which means that the person who started the whole thing or had the first behavior, I shouldn't say started, but had the first behavior or word choice or tone, now receives that response as a threat. So they get angry. And when they get angry, they say something or do something that's a little bit edgy and feeds the perception of threat. And now we have two people who are perceiving threat in each other, and they're locked in an escalating energy cycle of conflict. And it's a very common thing, and it can happen very, very quickly. And I remember one situation with my wife. We had gone to dinner in Indianapolis. It's about an hour from our home, downtown Indianapolis anyways, about an hour from our home. And it's amazing how far south the conversation can go in an hour when you have little bitty incremental threats built into it. And so we started off this great evening downtown, and by the time we got home, we were so irritated with each other. We had gradually increasing conflict all the way home. And it started with something so minor, neither of us could even remember the next morning, or the next afternoon, I should say, really what had happened to cause the conflict to begin. Now, we realized that, and we were able to resolve it pretty easily. And it just illustrates how easily a little bitty misstep, a little miscommunication can cause a perception of threat. And that perception of threat turns into another miscommunication. And then they build on each other and layer on each other. So what I want to learn from that is I want to try to understand what it is I'm saying or doing that the other person receives as a threat, and then either first stop saying or doing that, and then second, find a different way to interact with them so that I behave in a way that's not threatening. So secret number three, make yourself non-threatening to the other person. It makes it safe for them to interact with you and then to pursue resolution. On the other side of the escalation cycle is the de-escalation cycle. And it's built on understanding some emotional pressures. And one emotional pressure is this pressure called, or response called, the inhibitory reflex, which says that as soon as one person is willing to submit or reveal a vulnerability, like apology or accepting a valid point, something like that, as soon as that happens, it triggers a response in the other person that causes them to back off just a little bit. It may not totally solve things, but it takes the edge off of the perception of threat. There's also a piece of us that when we're face to face with people, we find it difficult to remain angry or remain elevated for very long. And that's because we have a desire, most of us at least, have a desire to be at peace with other people. So when we are face-to-face talking about a problem, remember I said that we're going to have a face-to-face conversation, it tends to put pressure on us to move towards a peaceful resolution if we stay engaged in the conversation. So we got inhibitory reflex and desire for peace. Then we have reciprocity. So if I can trigger reciprocity, and reciprocity says this, that people tend to feel obligated to repay what they've received. So reciprocity says people tend to feel obligated to repay what they have received. So if I can behave respectfully, if I can build trust, if I can remove threat, I tend to trigger in the other person a desire to remove their threat. And so now we're moving mutually towards resolution. Even though we're not there yet, by making myself non-threatening, I invite the other person to become non-threatening with me. And then we move down the de-escalation cycle rather than up the escalation cycle. So secret number three for resolving personal workplace conflict is to make yourself non-threatening. Some ways you can do that are, I'll summarize again, you can apologize for your contribution. Very seldom have I seen any conflict that is entirely one person's fault. It may have started with an aggressive act on part of one person and then was contributed to by the retaliatory action of the second person. Well, you can own your retaliation without trying to justify it. You can just say, yes, you're right. I raised my voice for that. I'm sorry. You don't have to try to justify it or rationalize it. Just apologize for it. If they offer an apology or some kind of concession, you can just acknowledge it without trying to take advantage of it. So, for example, in the case where the other person was maybe aggressive with you and they apologize for being aggressive, you would want to resist the urge to say, something like, so you admit you were wrong. That's not going to help. Just graciously accept anything they offer. Make yourself a non-threatening person to them. Secret number 3, make yourself non-threatening.